Hello everyone. Please welcome our next speaker, Vladislav. He will talk on efficient Git workflow for high stakes projects.
One. Checking the microphone. Hello everyone. Thank you for coming. A lot of great people today, open source community. I absolutely love it. So, as was said, my name is Vlad. I am working in open source and proprietary development for about 12 years already by now. Time is flying. And most of the time I spend working on databases, closed source, open source, game development, and right now in advertisement technology. And today I wanted to present you some strategies of using Git that I found particularly helpful in my kind of work, in very specific conditions in which I was working my entire career. And I mean projects which are big, they live long enough, and it costs a lot to do anything wrong in them. That's why it's high stakes. And I want to emphasize, firstly, like a disclaimer, there is no one right way to do Git. I am perfectly aware it's a very sensitive personal topic for a lot of people, what is right, what is wrong. And I do not claim my today's points to be the absolute truth. It always depends on the project and even on people working on that project. So I'm just presenting one of the ways that I found is very useful in my specific context. And I am just hoping that you will keep an open mind. You maybe will try some of the stuff I will be showing. You don't have to take it all at once. It's not a complete like monolith framework. You can just take some specific cherry pick, Git cherry pick some specific points out of it, which you will find interesting, useful for yourself. And just keep an open mind. So most beneficial my presentation will be, by the way, to firstly students, juniors who are in the beginning of their career, and they see a lot of ways to do version control, a lot of different tools, a lot of different ways inside every tool, and they like feel maybe a bit lost what is right to do, which tools are useful for what. I hope at least for Git I can show you one of the ways which I believe probably was how it was supposed to be used. And also for senior and lead developers as well, who have pains in maintenance of their high stakes projects, like to keep it clean. Our presentation today will follow this plan. First, I will present you my context, like how it looks like actually what I have to deal with every day. So maybe then you will better understand why certain things I propose to do in a specific way. Then I will present you the points of my this efficient workflow. Then I will show you benchmarks of Git usage in the end to see how what effects you can get when you get it applied in a real project with real people, like what people said when they tried what I propose. And then we will like make a short conclusion. This QR code right now, this link will not work. After the presentation, I will open it online and you will, by the same link, will be able to see it. So you can as well save it now. I will also show it again in the end. So the ways of Git, they obviously highly depend on the type of project and people working on that project. There are like maybe infinite number of projects and people were using them in different ways, but I was able, I think, to find three types which kind of allow to, like almost every project you could put into one of those three categories, roughly speaking.